Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible cost may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
Guess what's in store? Life After Lemons.
The podcast
with Paul Cook.
This is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. If you ever stop listening to The Paul Cook Show,
Life After Lemons,
I am coming for you.
Academy Award right here.
For the past 20 years, I've been fascinated with discovering ways for people to overcome obstacles. Then my wife and I both were diagnosed with different advanced cases of cancer here in our 40s.
Life After Lemons.
So I cannot wait to work together with you and my compelling guests to seek and share examples of rare victory right here on this podcast. Every time you click on a new episode,
Life After Lemons,
the podcast
with Paul Cook. I'll take some of that.
The divorce episode of Life After Lemons. Da, da, da. I'm telling you, extraordinary insight on divorce in this episode. And must-hear stuff as we go deep with Lance Hildebrand and his 3 marriages. Not a lot of people know, certainly, the details of those. By the way, he got it right the 3rd time. Libby is probably the best thing about Lance. And you know how great Lance is. And we'll also break down the incredible amount of celebrity divorces and breakups during quarantine as we bring back my wife by popular demand. Jen and I will break it down, and it is wild fun. At least I think so. Okay, by now I think you know what I want to do with this show. Really go deeper on human pain, the thinking and fear behind it, and hopefully I want to get my guests to share a totally unique perspective. That's the one only time can provide. The life now after those lemony things we think will destroy us. But those things don't really make your life vanish, do they? Most of the time. I mean, it happens, but not to the folks you're going to hear from. How did they do it? How did Mish Hancock deal with adopting a sociopath? Or my wife with cancer 3 times? Or with John O'Leary setting his house on fire and having burns 100% of his body? Would they go back and make it all disappear if they could? Always surprising answers on that one. And that brings us to the Big D episode. Not Dallas or diarrhea, it's divorce. People who decide to get uncoupled usually feel incredible, incredible amounts of guilt about it. Of course, there are many specialists that believe the guilt is not as great as it was even 20 years ago about divorce. But I know many wonderful people who have needed to be part of a divorce. Some who had no choice. Some who see it as a scarlet letter for life. I don't think divorce makes you a bad person. There's some great information out there from marriage counselors about how part of this comes down to conflict resolution, of course, right? Like being somehow able to deal with how your mate deals with stress and bad outcomes. Some people surprise you how they fall to pieces when things get dicey. Like, say, for a worldwide pandemic, quarantine, this whole stay-at-home order kind of living. Must be totally true, because how else is the divorce rate skyrocketing during these last 5 months? Stress, fear, conflict. It's up 57% during this time. And newer marriages are much more in jeopardy. From 2016 to 2020, those marriages really need to watch how they deal with conflict and stress. Lance Hildebrand has been on the radio in St. Louis for like 40 years. I know that sounds crazy. He has done it forever, and I'm not exaggerating. The guy is beloved. And about 20 years ago, I came up with Triple L, Ladies Love Lance. I've also seen that. You know that voice. You know, if you listen to Y98, the missed connections that they do on the morning show. If not, you can check it out here at Y98.com. But Lance himself has had relationship turmoil and been divorced twice. Here's as in-depth as Lance will allow it, talking about divorce.
We've joked around a lot, but you've experienced divorce twice.
Twice.
And which I don't want to pass over lightly, because I know that was a difficult time and I hate that that happened. But at least you got something from it.
Well, I've often said, I mean, if you're going to go through... And you probably feel this way, too. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go through experiences that, you know, if somebody handed you a piece of paper, said, hey, would you like to deal with cancer? Paul would probably say no. If somebody had you a piece of paper and said, hey, would you like to go through a divorce? I would probably say no. But right. If you're going to go through it, at least learn something from it. So let's start with number one, because I have two stories in this regard. Number one, quite frankly, with the retrospect of time and age, I was stupid to get married the first time.
Right,
I was
you were just
19.
Kind of rash.
I was 19 years and 5 days old when I got married.
Wow.
No business getting married. I didn't have to.
Yeah.
There was no child. There was nothing like that. There was no impending child. There was no had to get married. It was just a choice. I wanted to grow up quick. My parents, bless their hearts, counseled me and said it's a dumb idea, but I'm 19 and it's like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So they were right in retrospect. I was wrong. It was dumb. It lasted about 17 months.
Wow. More than a year.
Months.
I wasn't sure
more than
about
a year.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little more than a year. So married at 19, barely 19, and divorced at 20.
Okay. That one, quickly, what would you say, if you had to, in a few words, say why it didn't work? Was it be the youth, the immaturity?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's one thing if you have to get married. You know, if there's a kid in the situation or a kid impending, joining the world, I get that. I just chose to get married at 19 years and 5 days. So I lived at home. I went from my parents' house to living with another human that I'd married in another house. And quite frankly, the smartest thing I should have done was go and be a teenager and an early 20-something and lived on my own or had a roommate or something like that. Not go straight from being a kid in a parent's house, boom, segue next day to being a married person in a married couple's house. That was dumb.
That's what you were thinking. That's what you. What the hell was she thinking?
I did marry an older woman, slightly older. I think she was about 20, maybe 21 when we got married.
Oh, okay.
So a little bit older than me.
A little more mature.
But what was she thinking? I don't know. Probably, I can't speak to that. But
all right.
We were young and dumb. I think we were both. Yeah, young, check, check. Dumb, me, yes, definitely check. Her, yeah, maybe not the brightest choice for her to get married at that age either.
It falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the time you're not even having the maturity to figure all that out and why. How did you deal with it? How was the life after those lemons?
Ooh, wow. It was so long ago, I really got to think about it. It was not particularly good. I moved. Actually, my parents, okay, this is good. I'm thinking about this again. My parents really wanted me to come back home and live with them. And I said, no, you know what? I need to do what I should have done in the first place and go live on my own. And how was life? Okay, yeah. So I lived on my own. I had an apartment. And I was steadfast about not seeking help. I worked...
This is interesting, a theme.
I was working at this radio station. I was full-time, I think, a full-time employee.
That's incredible.
But I mean, not making a lot of money. And to the point where, when it got to the end of the month, I had $2 a day to eat. That was my budget.
Oh my gosh.
I was a very thin guy, because I ate once a day, basically. Sad to say, I did find Mexican restaurants that would offer you chips and salsa for free, and I would sample some chips and salsa and get a water, and I would leave when no one was looking and not leave a tip, because the chips and salsa were free. I didn't even leave a tip for the waiter or waitress.
Hey,
I feel bad on that, but I didn't have the money.
That's what they do.
I was doing what I had to do to survive.
Yes.
$2 a day when I would eat. Back in the day, this was a long time ago, my $2, here's how I made it stretch. I could go to White Castle back in the day. I could get a soda and three White Castles for $2 exactly.
Wow.
Can't do that anymore.
That was it.
That was it.
Boom.
Or I would
belly
go to
burn.
Dairy Queen. You can get the hot dog and deal. It was a hot dog, French fries, a sundae, and a drink for $1.06.
Wow.
That was a while back.
This is the divorce episode, though, not the how'd I make $2 go.
But that was part of being divorced. That's all the budget I had, and I didn't
good
want
boy,
to
this
go.
Life.
I didn't want to. I could have gone back, and my parents would have helped, but it's like, no, I need to learn how to live on my own. So
I like
that's
that.
What I did.
Divorce number two.
Divorce number two. I was probably almost 6 years before I got married again. Yep, that's right. Divorce number two, that marriage lasted a little longer. That one went a little over 5 years. And honestly, I'm going to give myself a grade here. If I were to grade myself as a husband in both of my first two marriages, I would probably give myself, scale of 1 to 10, I'd give myself a 3 in the first marriage.
Okay.
I was 19. I was stupid. I was a kid. No.
Right.
Was I a good husband? No. second marriage, I think I was better than average. I would say I'm a 5.5 or maybe a 6, but I was not spectacular.
But you did
again,
better. You tried to learn from the first one.
I did get better, I think. Spectacular, no. Mm-mm. But I think the important thing is now on marriage 3, I used those first two marriages that didn't work out
huge.
Well as fuel for how do I do better?
You have unique experience to that, and that's number one. I applaud you for doing that and learning. I applaud you for marrying Libby and getting back into it and not saying, I'll never do that again, which I know you had said a while back.
Right, and keep in mind, too, that in marriage three right now, the woman that I married, it took us 16 years to get married.
Right.
We have been together for 16 years. And during that period of time, one of us on occasion would say, we should get married. And the other one would say, no. 6 months would go by,
remember.
the roles would flip.
Yeah.
We would change roles. And finally, we reached a point where both of us agreed. It's like, okay, let's do it. So now that I'm a married guy, I have to do better. And I have to certainly perform better than I did the first two times. Because if you're going to make mistakes, if you're going to... at least learn from them. That's all you can ask about any kind of
great
situation where it doesn't go particularly well. Okay, yeah, that did not go well. What can I learn from it so when I'm in that situation again, I can do better? That's all I've ever wanted to do.
I'm going to push you on that. Lance Hildebrand, listening to Life After Lemons. What better? Do what better?
Be better. Help more, be more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a big thing that I try to do is if I say I'm going to do something, actually do it.
Would
say, I think in the past I've probably been pretty accomplished at dropping the ball in that kind of situation. So I try to be, if I say I'm going to do something or agree to do something, I try to follow through and do it.
Well, That's big right there. That's huge. Do what you say you're going to do. Yeah. Walk the walk, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever look back at those situations? I mean, I look back at relationships in high school sometimes and go, God, I wish I didn't screw that up, or I wish I'd been better to that person. And I'm not saying you should do that, but do you ever find yourself sad about it? Or have you just turned the page?
Sad about those two divorces?
Anything in it?
Do I have...
Do you miss the person or anything?
Do
but, you
I have
know what
any
I mean?
Sadness? Sure I do. Uh-huh. Is it a lot? No, because a lot of time has transpired after both of those marriages and divorces. And I'd like to think that, again, I've applied what I've learned and what I did wrong to going forward and trying to do things better and be better. Just be a better person. Not even just a better husband, but a better person.
Yes, I see it. I really do. And I'll tell you, there's so many people that would do anything rather than look back and talk about it. And you've done that. And I thank you so much.
Oh, that's very kind of you, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Life
After Lemons. Our celebrities, oh my gosh, they have it more than anyone else. And since my wife is always on to me when I'm doing the hot buttered nugget on Y98 for saying someone's married when they aren't or dating when they aren't, she seems to like intuitively know. We've been married 22 years.
22.
And
almost 23, right?
Yes. And okay. We'll be talking about the celebrity divorces because this is the divorce episode.
Right. Can we start by the way you introduced this to me today? You said, I got some really great things about divorce, very timely. I can't wait to do it. I'm like, am I part of this show? You got something to tell me, Paul?
You got to come in the studio and it's going to get a lot of podcast listens.
I hear that people break up over texting, but over a radio podcast? That's weird. Okay, let's do this thing.
Well, hey, actually, we should start since you've led to that. It's nice. We're using one mic, so we're looking into each other's eyes. There's many different elements to this, but Katy Perry has not talked to Russell Brand since their divorce, maybe 2013-ish. He, if you recall, divorced over cell phone text.
Oh, yeah, I do. That was the first I'd heard about that new style of getting rid of somebody else.
Right, new style because you're alluding to Chrishell. Is that her name on Selling Sunset?
Oh, yeah, right. The guy from This Is Us.
This Is Us, same
and
deal.
And I love that guy from Y&R, and I don't know. I think he's a dirtbag, too, now.
He's done. Dunzo. Justin. Sorry, This Is Us fans. You can't do that.
No,
okay, so, yeah, this one really hits you. Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. You love her. They have been married for 10 years, and they have three little ones, Camden, Jackson, and daughter Sailor.
Yeah, this one did hit me hard. I love their bantering and kind of sniping at each other on Just Cavallari, or I think that's the show called. Anyway, sure. I loved him. I thought his unmotivated kind of personality was a good thing for her, so she could like rock it out and jet set and do all her business. So I thought that worked for them, but apparently not.
You never know what's under the surface.
It was sad. I had a little tear or two on that one.
I know you did. You had to be alone.
I'm actually rooting for them. They might. Maybe they could reconcile. No, I don't. I think it's over.
You never know what's going on. Kelly Clarkson and the executive producer of her show, her manager's son, Brandon Blackstock. This one came out of nowhere. Two kids. What do you think?
Can we talk a little bit about when these made up jobs of the no-name husband come up?
Yeah.
Like manager, you know, you got to give him a title. That's not going to ever make that guy feel, I mean,
you think
on.
That maybe was a problem is he was given a paper title? He's actually a manager. He's quite famous, actually, his dad. But I like where you're going there. Totally different topic.
Well, anyway, I don't really know much about their love affair, so I'm not tied or caring anyway.
You've met her, though. You met her a couple times,
I did.
Maybe.
She's very sweet. She seems like a real nice girl, but I don't know.
Let's transition into Dr. Dre. Okay. After 24 years of marriage, these are all during quarantine, by the way, the last 5 months. It's just so trying on a relationship, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, and thank God I get to go to work every day. I can't imagine.
And I have a podcast outlet.
You do.
The podcast with you on it is still our highest valued podcast download. So that's just an aside. What do you think of Dr. Dre? You don't have to make a comment if you don't
want. You know, 27 years, that's a long time. I feel badly, you know.
We got kids, older kids.
I'm sorry, I said 27. I think it's 24, but
sure, it's good correction.
I don't know. Again, not tied to it. I hate for that family, but sometimes you think, you know, I'm on the back end of life. I'm gonna have another chance.
You got Dr. Dre with a foot in the grave. Okay.
Well, how old is he? Hold on.
I don't know. It doesn't say. I'm sure he's in his late 50s.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Ish.
Well, you know, that is interesting you say that. A lot of divorces after 30 years of marriage. And what about Darius Rucker had one? I think it was 20 years. We'll get to that in a second. But Christina Ricci, the actress, you know, she divorced after five or so years.
Let's just
Casper
stop there.
Star.
We don't. Nobody no. knows. Like, people do not care.
People don't care. Yeah, tell us your theory on this.
Well, I mean, we don't care unless it's celebrity to celebrity relationship. Yeah,
okay.
Then that's when we get involved, you know.
We get
Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, or Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
Okay.
But, I mean, Christina Ricci,
and
no name. I'm
James
so sorry.
Or
I know
something.
That's disrespectful, but... I don't care.
Okay. Mary-Kate Olsen, does she qualify? And the French banker, Pierre.
Yeah, no,
maybe when it's so
one,
ridiculous,
yes,
you do get involved.
When it's ridiculous and the guy has a lot of cash, so he's kind of known for his money.
Yeah.
I am intrigued by that. I kind of hoped it worked out.
5 years.
It was so strange. I think we all knew it was too big of a age gap.
Big gap there. And also, if you're noticing, big height gap.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
he's
right?
at least
he
2 feet taller than her.
It does look a little incestuous, kind of.
Like a child type of situation.
Yeah.
I hear you. Casey Musgraves and Rustin Kelly, artists there, 2 years marriage.
I don't know. Country music.
What about Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing with the S.H.I.E.L.D. actor?
Yeah.
Clark Gregg, that's a big
this
one. They had kids, and it's a 19-year
marriage. Yeah, this one, they're both famous, known. That hurts a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. She got that new nose, and maybe it's been a kind of a slow burn to go out and hit the hit the single clubs. Single clubs.
Slow burn. That's how we're going to be really great. If we ever divorce I'm really worried about you out there on the scene.
I'll also be deleting this podcast. Where did that one go? That was so interesting.
Right. I would definitely do that.
Too Fast, Too Furious. Jordana Brewster. You know her, but you don't know her husband, so we're going to move on. They're getting a divorce.
About that one.
Darius Rucker, 20 years, married, looks like a substitute teacher. I don't know who that is. Sorry.
I know, he does. Actually, I didn't recognize
They look
him.
Like, yeah, okay. Anyway, that's one that happened during quarantine. And Armie Hammer, same story. And I did not know he had been married.
I didn't even know he was married, period. I thought he may be gay, all those roles. I just didn't know for sure.
Married 13 years. I always thought he was playing the field as well as this attractive single man.
Yeah.
But they had 2 kids. And to speak to that, you know, we have fun with it. But when there's kids involved, it really is a more impactful divorce, isn't
it? Right. It definitely is.
But it doesn't mean your kids are going to be bad or anything like that. You do have to.
No, it's just you got to be able to co-parent and get along for the kids. It's when they, you know, can't get past their issues.
The parents can't.
Right.
It's when those kids can't get past their issues. Snap out of it.
Not with each other, the parents. Come.
Hitting you after a long work day, I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. Sorry about that. Thanks Tracy Morgan, that. After a long time. Long, me married
we can
long
stop
time.
There. We don't know his wife.
Okay. Meek Mill. Oh, Joey Lawrence. How about that one?
Ooh,
unfortunate.
Let's back up to that one
eyebrows.
Really quick. He has a hairline that's tattooed on.
Yeah, and it looks like the eyebrows.
Somebody needs
too.
To talk about that. I mean, is that a thing now? Or can
I don't
we
know.
Google it?
Would it have been wrong to hit the sun? You know, he's so pale.
What?
Emmett Smith.
Emmett Smith.
Yeah. Okay, so there's more, I'm sure. Gerard Butler, you said doesn't matter as well. His conscious uncoupling because she's not famous.
Well, did he say that? Did he use those terms?
No,
One of them did. I think it was Darius.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyway, so what about, speak to that, Jen, during quarantine, 5 months, why do you think it's up 58%? And up 90, some crazy percent for if you're you were married in 2016 or more recently, those folks are seeking divorce sooner. It seems like it should be a very last, absolute last thing you ever consider going through therapy and many other things before you pull the trigger. But do you think people don't feel as much guilt these days as they used to just go ahead and say, let's wipe it clean and try it with someone else?
You got a lot of questions there. I should have taken
Sorry
notes.
About that. You didn't lean in.
Okay. So first, quarantine. I mean, let's be honest. That's just sometimes a lot of time. You're working, you're living, you can't go really out and be with your friends like you used to. So it's 24/7 with one another. And I think, you know, breaks are good. So, you know, having that distance to kind of come back in and out. And if you're just, you know, maybe not a perfect matchup.
100% of the time.
You know, it's going to be those little character defects are going to really fully bloom. And kind of like, I can't do it. The only way I can get out of this being with this guy is a freaking divorce.
Call the lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, right? You're thinking, I got to be stuck with someone. I'd rather be quarantined by myself. So
that's what
my
happened
only
with
way
Julianne
out.
Huff.
That's my only way out. So I kind of, it's starting to all come together for me. I get it.
Okay, you get it. But shouldn't they push further? Well, shouldn't they? I mean, you understand again, it, but don't you think they should? This sucks.
I think that's a philosophy of everybody. It's like, if it doesn't feel good or right, I'm out. I got another options. Yeah. You know, I have options. I think it's just the mentality of people nowadays.
Do you have
know,
options?
Marriage is... No, I don't. Trust me, if I did, it'd be a different story. No, I'm just kidding. No, but, you know, and there's different times in a marriage. Like, you know, where you're not always getting along. In the many years that we've been together, there's been hard times, you know, and you push through. You find a way to push through. And but I don't know. Some people just don't have that staying power and wherewithal. And again, you and as I say this, nobody knows what's going on with these couples and what their real issues, right? So, you know, it's not my place to say why these marriages didn't work out. It is hard when there's kids involved, but if there's no kids involved and they've decided to move on.
Yeah.
This weekend, can I go to Chaz?
Perfect interruption by a child. Yeah. What did you think of our conversation about divorce celebrities?
I didn't really listen.
You don't listen, do you?
Never.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Yep.
Well, that was an unfortunate ending to the interview. You got the full Cook family inside our divorce episode. That's a little weird. Can't wait to get back in the studio, and we have incredible plans for this podcast, so please subscribe. We're just getting going. Next week, new information on Chadwick Boseman passing away suddenly of colorectal cancer. A lot of conversations about what he did for civil rights and equality, and he was really heroic with people, but we don't know much about his cancer, and we're going to talk about that and learn much more. That's coming up next week on Life After Lemons. And now we have a special goodbye like we do on the Hot Buttered Hollywood Nugget. 1, 2, 3. Our big kiss on 3 while adhering to social distancing. That's the Hot Buttered Hollywood Nugget. Be safe. Kiss into your sleeve.
Doing it.
It's going to have a different sound, but it's going to be just as worthwhile.
I'm ready to go.
You're doing it too. No, you're not too soon. 1, 2, 3.
The music you hear on Y Night. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark
are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.